Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Real quick, before we get to the dog report, and we got some stuff on the U versus UGA, and Miami fans are sounding off. Not that anybody who's a Miami fan here in Atlanta actually went to the University of Miami. They just make a nice living for themselves, either tinting windows or doing lawn care, but they get fired up over the U. But that's coming up in a second. First, did you see Pablo Torre's latest tweet? The former ESPN, is he still with ESPN? What is his affiliation right now, Day-Day? Because Pablo Torre for many years was, you know, part of the rotation of ESPN reporters. Anyway, Pablo Torre has really dug in, a la Mike Wallace 60 Minutes, on this Bill Belichick and his Jordan Hudson, his young lady friend, who is now saying that, no, she's nowhere near North Carolina. And a lot of folks now are starting to realize, wait a minute, not only has Bill Belichick been dating her for a while, it goes all the way back to when he was the head coach of the New England Patriots. And now reports from Pablo Torre, she was actually around Patriots practice when she may have been 19 or 20.
Okay, and?
No, I mean, look, hey, the heart wants what the heart wants, and it doesn't bother me, but it just is interesting for a guy who had this veneer of invincibility and an impenetrable wall with the media of, you know, basically it's the football team and he's so well organized and nothing is a distraction. And now you've been getting, I'm just saying, some guys are going to say, wow, any correlation between Tom Brady leaving, the team going to crap, you can't draft anymore, and you're basically chasing skirt.
And all of that's fine. I feel like people are talking way too much about whether she was 19 or whether she was 20. Like, is there a huge difference between the 5 months of one age?
Not to me, like, but to some people who get fired up over it. She's a teenager.
Well, here's the thing.
A teenager.
Yeah, the whole teen part for a 70-year-old.
If Pablo Torre wants teenager. To suggest, because this is what it really boils down to. If Pablo Torre wants to suggest that they were meeting while she was underage, then do that. But if you're trying to make me feel some different way about whether she's 19 or the next day she's 20 and now it's okay, it doesn't, whatever. Like, it's weird and abnormal to begin with.
Well, here's the thing, though. As we said in Catholic school, when we lie, the saints cry. And the whole origin story of how they met is now been proved to be a fabrication. And that Bill Belichick misrepresented the truth about it. And now we know why his girlfriend got so antsy on that Sunday morning CBS interview. Because their origin story, the timeline doesn't match up. And if you go back to it, Carl will be back next week. Carl and I were talking about this last week. Pablo Torre really went for it. Now,
yeah.
Again, she was already around the Patriots organization back in 21. And Torre, this is according to Awful Announcing's website, he sourced 11 people for his recent story, filled with some really interesting details. Some people may not know. And apparently that Jordan Hudson was around the Patriots, around Belichick when he was coach of the Patriots. That was not common knowledge before that CBS interview, and maybe explains why she got so, a little upset about the nature of the questioning and why she shut it down.
Yeah, because
all I'm saying is a story isn't a story until somebody starts lying about it.
Yeah, because at 19, now you got to wonder, okay, what is she doing around the Patriots? Like, what is this all about? How is this taking place?
And you don't
What's
wonder
going
that
on?
If she's 20?
Like, well, no, point, we weren't wondering when she was
let's
at 20,
be honest here.
But we weren't wondering because the story was that they met on the flight. Now we're wondering, okay, if she was 19, did you really still meet on the flight? Why is she hanging around at 19 years old, hanging around the Patriots?
And like, a previous relationship with a 64-year-old when she may have been 18.
Right. So,
according to his timeline,
look,
when he came out of the woodwork 2 weeks ago.
I don't care if she's 18. Well, first of all, I don't care any of it. But I don't care if she's 18 or 19 or 20. It's either legal or it's not. And if you're Pablo Torre and you're toeing the line, kind of inferring a little bit but not saying it, you see what I'm saying? Like, it either is or it isn't.
But here's the thing. You know, if this is anything else, okay, and Keith Morrison from Dateline shows up at your door.
So you were dating her when she was a teenager. She was 19. She was a teenager. She was 19. You were dating a teenager, and you were 68 years of age.
Okay.
That's how it plays on Dateline.
If she has a Tuesday birthday.
A teenager.
If she has a Tuesday birthday, on Monday
they always say it three times,
too. On Monday, she's 19.
She was a teenager.
And on Wednesday, she's 20. I'm supposed to feel different about it? I don't.
I'm just telling you, this is, again, I'm just telling you how the rest, some, not all, because as we know, there's folks who say live and let live, and I spent some time over in Europe back in the day, and older guys and younger girls is no big deal. But it is a little interesting. When you are the NFL's winningest coach, or well, Shula is, he's the greatest coach, some would say, and you created this image where you were always in control. And some people would say, well, maybe there were some distractions down the stretch. As you lost your way, your team was no longer the straight invincible squad. You couldn't find a quarterback to replace Brady. And by the way, you might be playing grab bag with a 19-year-old.
I have no problem.
And I know that's what they're saying on Boston radio right now.
I have no problem with Pablo Torre. He's some people's cup of tea and some people not his cup of tea. But what he's saying is not what he's trying to suggest.
Did you meet her online? Was it a sugar daddy website?
He knows what he's trying to say, and he won't say it.
Well, he's dancing around the subject.
But that's my point.
But it's titillating if Pablo Torre is now relevant.
Yeah.
And this, like, if this is any other coach, it's Bill Belichick. I mean, with all due respect, you can't sit there and treat people like crap the way Belichick did for his entire career. Look, I get it. You get dumb questions over the course of a press conference, and you have to do them every day as an NFL head coach.
Right.
But over the time that you treated people like crap, and you thought your stuff didn't stink, and now people are going to have some fun and relish getting underneath your fingernails because you've teed it up for them. So that's all it is. That's what I'm saying, that if there's people that are interested or not interested, those that are, that's the reason why.
Yeah, it's interesting. I go back to the UNC thing. Like, what? How?
Because that's another thing. Because now you're no longer an employee of Bob Kraft. You're the employee of the state of North Carolina.
Right.
And that's where it's a whole other, you know, under the microscope for some folks, a booster group that was basically, if you read the article that I guess was ESPN came out with about a month, 2 months ago, that there was a real power struggle between the chancellor and their board of trustees about should you hire Belichick in the first place, and now you get this soap opera.
How much winning? How much winning would it take from Belichick at UNC for this to be irrelevant? Because if they go 10-2 under Belichick in year one, people would be like, wow, what an incredible hire, what an incredible turnaround. Like, is 6-6 okay with this sideshow? Because you certainly can't go 4-8 with this sideshow and expect UNC to continue to keep you employed.
So y'all need to have your kids, have your wife.
Now, here's the wrong side of the argument from BMW lover. He goes, nobody complained when Hugh Hefner did it and exploited them in magazines. You're really going to compare the guy who was part of and responsible for the sexual revolution and the publisher of Playboy magazine with a head football coach of a college football team, let alone an NFL team? I mean, it's a little bit of apples to pineapples, not oranges, dude. So clear out your headgear, BMW
lover. By the way, like, is anyone complaining? Like, it's weird. We're talking about it and we're acknowledging it because it doesn't seem like something Belichick would do. Are people really complaining about it, though?
No, people are just getting that. They're just enjoying the titillated side of it.
Yeah.
And the fact that, again, Mr. Button Down is now been revealed for just being a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah, I think
And letting a girl basically wrap him around his finger, as we said, like some billionaire with a stripper, and the family's upset she's going to take all the money away.
Yeah, I think it's more of that right there, where we've had this image of Bill Belichick. I mean, we even had the players talking about how he was used to always be on them about how they handled their dating dating life and things of that nature. And now all of this is transpired with him.
Right.
With, you know, it's just kind of.
It's the same reason with Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer now telling everybody, you know, I almost quit Ohio State because they wouldn't let me have Bible study, or I couldn't promote this Bible event.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, so that's the thing. If you're going to start being Pope Urban and you hold yourself to this higher standard, and then you find out that you're looking the other way when guys are shooting at people in Gainesville and punching out your own coaches, and then when you basically have a chick back her butt into you at a nightclub, and then it's all of a sudden, oh, but wait, you're projecting this image. Hello, Mr. Total hypocrite fraud. If you set yourself up, that's the thing. If Belichick, you've set yourself up for this. That's why some people are enjoying this expose. Other people, I get it. Abe, to some folks, doesn't bother them. They don't care. And that's your prerogative. But I'm just saying, when you do and you follow the course that he took for so many years, when this stuff starts to happen, people want to hear about
it. And don't get me wrong. Like, I am following it, and I am mildly fascinated by it just because it is so out of character. But it feels like people are writing about it as if it's supposed to bother me. And
well, no, it
doesn't
bother you, but if you're a Patriots fan and this great legacy, and of course, Bill Belichick, we know the legacy is all that matters to him. That's why his buyout goes down so low, because he's looking to get back in the NFL and pass Shula off the all-time wins list. I mean, it drives him crazy that Arthur Blank basically went to Bob Kraft, we believe, and then his advisor said, now, if we bring Belichick in, you know, he's lost his fastball, not the way to go. Look, I don't know how it would have gone with Belichick. I didn't want him. I wanted Jim Harbaugh, for the record, because I thought that Belichick's third act would not match Dan Reeves' third act. I didn't want any part of it. And now you begin to realize that this guy's eye is off the ball.
Yeah.
A guy whose life was dedicated to football, a monk-like devotion to football. Hey, I get it. It's a free country. You want to have sex with a 19-year-old, knock yourself out. But if you want to put yourself up for this standard you've established, and now this goes this way, people want to hear about it.
And that's why it goes back to UNC for me. Like, how good does he have to be before they're like, we're not going to play a second year with this nonsense.
Right.
I mean, you got to be good because, again, 4-8 after 1 year, considering the buyout situation they built into that contract, like, if I'm UNC and all these storylines continue through football season, if you go 4-8, you're gone.
Well, again, when you go from the Belichick to total control freak in every aspect, then the story that came out, you know, a few weeks ago, that basically an effort to promote the North Carolina Tar Heel program through HBO's version of like Hard Knocks for college gets shut down by your girlfriend.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
And then everyone's like, well, what's that? And it happened. And it's documented. So he's denied it. But a lot of folks are saying that's not the case. Anyway, either way, you guys can sound off on it. We can actually do a poll question. Do you care about this Belichick? Does it matter to you that Belichick was dating a 19-year-old in a parentheses, 20-ish, when he was coaching the Patriots? Or like, Abe, it doesn't matter to you. You don't care. I just think it's interesting when a guy acts like such a jank blank, and now this comes up. A lot of folks are going to have some fun at your expense. That's the nature of the beast, baby.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.